Mishnayis, Masechta Erevin, is learned in memory of Sadar Elke Basarib Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on the last day of Pesach in Hei Tovshin Ayin. And this is learned during the year of mourning in her memory and for the benefit of her soul. Tehei Nishmosu Tzurur B'Tzurur Rechaim. Perik Aleph Mishta Aleph in Erevin. Mavui Shugavoy Lamaila Me'esrim Amma. If you have a street, a street, it's not 16 amas wide, and it's only open from one side. So then you place a piece of board from one wall to the other wall, and that board is higher than 20 amas from the ground, yimayit. So then he should lower the board, make it lower than 20 amas, because the purpose of the board or the beam that goes across is only for a sign so that you will see it, so then you will remember that only this street is permissible. But any other street which is either 16 amas wide and it's open on both sides is prohibited. And if the beam that runs across is higher than 20 amas, then you cannot see this unless you raise your head upwards. And that's not the usual way people to go. So therefore it won't be a sign. And therefore he has to lower it below 20 amas. Rav Yehuda says, Einoi tzorich, doesn't need to. So that if the board is higher than 20 amas, he can leave it up there. V'horrochov me'eser amas yimait. If the entrance from the street is wider than 10 amas, so then he should make it narrower, so that it should be only 10 amas. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, and if the entrance from the street is made in the form of a door, like a gate, that means that by the wall there is a piece of wood, which is called a lechi, and that piece of wood, that is a standing piece of wood, that is tentvachim high, and then on both sticks there is a piece of cross, that's called the Tzuras HaPesach. So Ava Pishurocha Meser Amis, then even if it is wider than 10 Amis, then it's okay. Ve'in Tzrichim Lamayit, and then you don't have to narrow the entrance to the street to make it that it should be within 10 Tvach. Says the Bar Tanura. Mavui, what is a Mavui? Over here, the street here, She'ein Rochuv Sheish Esre Amma, which is not wide 16 Amma. Then even if it's open from both sides to the Rishus HaRabim, so that it's a throwaway from one Rishus HaRabim to the other Rishus HaRabim, and you go through this Mavui, but it's not wide 16 Amma, Inami, or on the other hand, or it's a situation where it's Rochav Shesha Asar Amma, it is wide 16 Amma, the street, but Ve'enam Foolish, it's not broken through, but rather one opening is open to Rishus HaRabim, and one side, the other end, is closed. It's a dead end. From the Torah, it's permissible to carry within that Mavui without any correction at all. But Rabbanon Degozer Alei, and the Rabbanon decreed on this Mavui, Dilma also little Tule B'Rishus HaRabim Gomor, that the person might come to move around things in a complete Rishus HaRabim. V'sharyu B'Takanta, and they permitted it by fixing up the Lechi Ekoira, by either making a Lechi or a Koira. Lechi is the side post, or a Koira, which is the beam across. The Tehavele Hekeda, that makes it into a Heker, that a recognition, a sign, that this is different, and the person will not come to carry. And the Rishus HaRabim, if he places the koira, the beam, beyond 20 amma, you might, then he should make it lower. That means to say, he should lower the beam until it's going to be below 20. Because above 20, the eye does not catch it, does not rule over it. If this beam has amaltra, that is pirush tsiyurim, it has designs upsichim Afilu lemayla mesem amah, even above 20 amah, ain't tzorich lemayit, he does not need to lower it. Shal yidei isim hatziyurim, because through those shapes, shalto be'eno, the eye does capture it, because it's the pictures and the shapes on the thing that would capture the eye. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ain't tzorich. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to lower it. The time of the Kodesh Labishum HaKedem, for the reason for the beam is not to serve as a recognition that it's not a regular Shusrab, El Meshum Mechitza, but it serves as a Mechitza, it's a wall. Damrino, because we say that Pitikro, the mouth of the bore of the beam, is Yored V'Soysem, goes down and closes up. So we look as if there's a wall coming down from that beam. Kivin Shekenu, since it is so, that's the idea behind the Koda. Mali b'toich esri, mali l'mali b'esri. What difference does it make if the beam is within 20 or above 20? But v'ein halocha ke Rabbi Yehuda, halocha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not mitam pitikra, but it's b'chai keira, and you need to have it within 20 amas. V'aroch mim eser amas, he might. But something which is wider than 10 amas, he has to make diminish. He has to make it smaller. The tvei meser amos, because once it's more than 10 amos, lemikri pesach, it's no longer called a doorway ela pirza. It's called a break. Vanan pesach beinon, and we require that there should be a door. Hilkach, therefore, if it's more than 10 amos, yimad reichav knisose, he should diminish the width of the entrance. Yamidan al Eser, and you should place it that it should be 10 or al pachas or less than 10. But v'im yesh lo yitzuras haPesach, if it has the shape of a door. B'chol mokoyim, says the Martinuda, she'omru chachom yitzuras Pesach. And in all places the chachom say that you need the shape of a doorway. That is, afilu kana mekan v'kana mekan. If you have one post on this side and one post on this side, one stick on this side, one stick on the other side, that gvoyim asar tzvachim, that are high 10 tzvachim, or yeser or more, v'kona al gabeim, and you have a stick over the two, that's tzuras haPesach. V'af al pi she'eino negei b'hem, even though the top kone, the one that goes across, is not touching the bottom pieces, v'af al pi she'gvoyim b'hem yeser m'gim tzvachim, and it can even be higher than them than gimel tzvachim. B'chol ha'amis ha'shnuim b'mishnah zu, and all the amis, when you say the shir of an amah, that are written in this mishnah, b'chol erevin, and in all of the misach erevin, v'sukah, and in sukah v'kilayim, hem amah b'shish ha'tvachim. They're an amah which consists of six hand breaths. B'chol tafach, and each hand breath, dalet, etz boys, begudl. That's four fingers of the gudl of the thumb. Sometimes you have to measure with an otzuf diketefach sad, which means he doesn't place any space in the between the fingers of the thumb, between the four, one and the other. They should be exact in touching one another. Sometimes you have to give space between the thumb and the thumb, so they shouldn't be touching each other. That's called a loose tefach. How so? When the measuring with a squeezed, with a sad tefach, with a the shorter tefach, is for stringency purposes. Kegoin, for example, mavui shu gavoye mechof amo, that it's higher than 20 amo, you might, you should lower it. Or v'sukah shu gavoye mesim amo, if a sukah is higher than 20 amo, it's psula, it's posul. So then, ma'idin b'tefach otzuv, then you measure it with this narrow, smaller tefach, the sad tefach, of his mom, because we want it to be even the chumra, that it should be lower. Any time it's high, if it's higher than the smaller level of the tefachim, then it's no good. And in the time that measuring with the a loose tefach is more stringent, for example, the mavoi, the height is no less than 10 tefachim. Sukkah in gavoi pachos masoret tefachim. Sukkah's height cannot be no less than 10 tefachim. So moedidim sheichik. So it has to be at least 10 tefachim of a loose tefach. And so always we'll use the more stringent way of tefach. Mishnah base. Hechshen mavoi. How do you prepare a street that it should be fitting to carrying it? Mishamay say lechi v'koidem, that you have to place by the side of the street that you go in a lechi, that's a board on one side of the wall, and on top from one wall to the other wall you put a koidem, you put a board across. Mishila leimrim, and Mishila say lechi oikoidem. You can either place a lechi, a board standing vertically, or you can put a koira, a board horizontally from one side to the other side. Rabbi Lezer says lechoyay, that you need two lechis, two standing posts, one on this side of the street and one on the other side of the street. Umshum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmidech Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, one student said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that there is no disagreement between Misham and Silil, al mavoi shu pachus marba amos, that if there is a street which is less than 4 amos wide, shu nitar, that street can become permissible to carrying it, whether it's either a standing lechi or with the post that goes across. Al ma nechalku, what do they argue? Al rochel marba amos vad eser, about a street which is wide from 4 amos up to 10 amos. So Beishama Yemirin Beishama is say lechi v'koidem, that then you need both the lechi, the post that's standing together with the beam that goes across. Ubisilil Yemirin Beisilil say oi lechi oi koidem, either you place the standing post or you place the beam across. Omar Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Akiva, alzeh v'alzeh nechleko, that Bishamay Bezilel argue in both cases, whether it's a mavoi which is narrower than 4 amos, or a mavoi, or it's a street which is wide 4 amos, up to 10 amos, there's still going to be the same disagreement. Says the Bartanura, Hechsher mavoi, how do you prepare the mavoi? Hachanosei, the preparation. Vazmanosei, and getting ready, shel mavoi, of a street, letaltel b'toichei, to carry within it, al yidei shitufei mavois, when you make a partnership that they get together, the mavois, the people that live in the street, they make an eruv there. So, but how do you get to carry in there? B'shamay emrim lechi v'koidem. B'shamay say you need both. You need them both. The Svira Luhu, because they hold Bishamay mina Torah dalin mechitzah shleimus beinan, from the Torah we need 4 whole walls. Vasoi halacha l'Moshe misinai, and then the halacha to Moshe from Sinai came down. V'kimna l'Levi yisalachim v'koira, and they placed the 4th wall either by having a post standing or we have the beam running across. V'sila leimrim oylechi oykoira, either one. Either the post or the beam. The min ha'toyre, because we saw the whole, that min ha'toyre gimu mechitzah shleim is beam, and you need 3 whole mechitzahs. V'suloi, and no more. V'asoi hilchus al-lamayshe, aloch al-lamayshe misinai, and then aloch al-mashin came, lo'hoisiv revis, to add a 4th one. Oy belechi mashu, oy bekoyre lechi mechitzah. Either to use a post, any size post, of any width, or a beam as a recognition of a mechitza, but we don't need a mechitza. The street that we're dealing with over here, it's talking about a street that has been closed from all 3 sides, but the 4th side, the Psucha L'Rishus Rabim, is open to the public area, and the length is larger than the width. The E or Koi Kerochboi, Because if the length is like the width, havir kichotzer, then it's considered like a yarn shenifritzu that has been broken through habsuchon rishus rabim, that is open to the public domain, but tzarich pas arbo mashu. Then you need a strip being with four tvachim and addition something, or shnei pasin, or then you need two strips on both sides, shall kol shein, of any size. And likewise would be the halacha with a yard that has been broken in, that has opened up into the Rishon Rabim, and its length is larger than its width, that would be like a mavui, even though it's really a chotzer, but that would be a mavui, and that would be permissible either by the post that's standing or the beam across. So it means to say that if it's longer, then it's a mavui. If it's the same, and if it's the same, then it's a chotzer. No matter whether it's really a mavui or a chotzer, that's the halacha it's going to get. Umavui shehukshed belechi, and a mavui who becomes prepared through the standing post, this choluk is different than a street that has been prepared to carry it through the beam. For if it's a mavi that has been prepared through the post that's standing, that is as if it has four mechitzas, and one who throws from the public domain into it, chayiv, will be liable. But a street that has been prepared by having the beam on top, even though it's permissible to carry within it, by the participation making the shituf mavois, it's still not considered a total private rishus. One who would throw from the rishus rabim into it would be potter. The kaim alone, because we have the halacha that koyra mishum hekeira, that the beam is for recognition purposes, the lechi mishum hechitza, and the lechi constitutes a wall. Rabbi Lezer, it says lechoyayim. He says kibes shamai. He says like b'shamai sviralei. He holds like b'shamai. Uboi lechayayim mekan umekan, and we require two lechis both sides. In a lochik Rabbi Lezer, lochik not like Rabbi Lezer, but one lechi is enough. So Omar Talmud Echod, who was a student, Hura Meir, that's a Meir. So this Talmud Echod said Shu pochus ma'arba, that the machloikis between the no machloikis in a case Shu pochus ma'arba, then Beis Shammai will also agree that it's okay, that it's you can use either a lech or a koira, like Basil says. Bishama will agree with Basil if it's less than four amas. So Omar Abakiva, so Abakiva said, no, alzev alzenechliku, that the machloikis is by both. Just thinking what the Bartanura said before, that Rabbi Lezer Eimer lechoyayim, and the Bartanura says that he holds like Bishamai, uboy lechoyayim mikan mikan. Is the lechayayim in place of a lechi v'koyre that Beis Shammai said before, or is lechayayim in addition to the koyre? Have to look up the Gemara and the Mefarshim. So, anyways, so Amar Rabbi Akiva says al zeva zenechlaku. The Talmud tried to say that less than four amis, Bishama will agree that a lechi or koyre is enough, and Rabbi Akiva says no, that they're arguing in both. But Tanakama nami ochi kamer. Tanakama also says the same thing, that they're arguing in both cases. The loy komaflig bein rochav lekotzer, because the Tanakama doesn't make a distinction rochav lekotzer. So what is the difference between what Rabbi Akiva says now and the Tanakama? Faris b'shas diki b'dayu, mochu shiyesh b'roichav pischay pochus medalat tzvachim. A mavi whose entrance is less than four tvachim. The chad menayu sovar, that one of them holds, one holds that ain't tzorich loy lechi
v'loy koyda, we don't need either if it's less than dal tvachim. V'idach savar, and the other one holds tzarich lechi oy koyda. One holds you need a lechi or a koyda. V'loy huvra v'tech divreyim, and it's not been clarified from their words. Heimenayu savar tzarich, v'heimenayu savar ein tzarich. Who holds it you need? Who holds that you don't need? There's a new shear here, this shear of dalat tfachim, that if it's such a small entrance of dalat tfachim, then there is an afkimina between the machloikis in there, I guess in the opinion of the chachomim, who hold that lechi v'koyra, whether you still need lechi v'koyra with that, you might not need it at all. I don't know if this affects also according to Bishamai, that we need a Zevzeh. Mishne Gimel. Hakoyda she'amru, the beam that they said that you place a beam over the two sides to make the mavi. Hakosher rochbe kedei lekabel oriach. The width of the beam needs to be that you can place upon it a half of a brick in the width. V'oriach chotzi levena shel shlosha tzvachim. And the rich, half a brick is a half a brick that of a brick that is three tefachim when it's whole. So that's a one and a half. Daya, the koyda should hay the chov a tefach. It's sufficient that the beam should be wide a tefach. Kidei lekabel oriach laorkoi, so that you could be able to place the brick on the length. The length of the half of the brick to the length of the beam, and the width from the half of the brick, which is a tefach and a half. So what you do is you place the brick on lekabel arich la'orko. You place the brick as its length, so that the length of a half a brick should be lying on the length of the beam. And the width of the half of a brick, which is one and a half tefach, the width be over the width of the beam, which is a tefach. So that leaves you a quarter tefach for each side of the beam that it hangs over, which is one finger on this side. One etzba, one gudel, and one gudel on the other side. And that you smear with mortar, so then it will hold, the beam will be able to hold the brick on top of the beam. Says the Bar Tanura, that the beam that they said, that you is that machshir the mov is rechova kedei lekabel ariach. It's wide so that it can accept an ariach, a half a brick. Should be fit that you can build on it a permanent structure. He says, and the riach is a half a brick of three tefachim. So it comes out that the width is a half, a tefach and a half in its width. And daya lekoyda berechiv tefach. That's why the koyda is enough to be with the tefach. Och kamar. This is what he's saying. Ki von shakoyda rechav a tefach. Since the koyda, the beam, is wide a tefach, oyse chatzi tefach hanoydeser. That extra half a tefach that is left over, shoriach rechav tefach mechza, because the riach is wide a tefach and a half, yochel lemareich betit, then he can smear it with the mortar, etzba mekan, etzba mekan, one finger on this side, one finger on the other side. A half a tefach is a finger. By the kenti rechov lekabel ariach, and through this, by this means, it is wide enough to receive this brick ariach. Vachem farish lo bishas, and this is the way it's explained in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Dalet, Rechovo kedei lekabel oriach, it has to be wide enough so that the beam should be able to carry, you should be able to place a half a brick on it. It also has to be ubriyo kedei lekabel oriach, it also has to be healthy, meaning it has to be strong, so that the beam should be able to carry the oriach and not to break. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rechovo afo pishen briya, that if the width of the koyr is a tefach, so that it can hold in it a half a brick, although it's not strong enough to hold the half a brick, that it should be able to stand him. Nevertheless, that kind of a koyr of a beam is sufficient, is okay. Says the Bartanura, Rav Yudah says that the Tanakhama says that b'riya lekabel oriach. It has to be chazok or strong, lisbel, to be able to take koyved ha'oriach, the weight of the oriach, shalei tishavei, shouldn't break. V'chein halacha. And so is the halacha. Mishnah hei, hoi so shal kash v'shal kanim, if the beam across is made from straw or from twigs, then we look at it as if it was made out of metal. If it is wide at tefach, it's a good beam. Akuma, if the beam is crooked, we imagine her as if she was straight, Agula, if she's rounded, then we look at her as if it's square, that this area that the half a brick needs to lay there, we look at the beam as if it was a square. That is, when do we consider it a square if the thickness from the beam, which is round, is 3 tvachim? That is, when you measure with a thread around the circumference, then you get 3 tvachim. Yesh berechiv tefach, so then you can get, if you have 3 tvachim, the circumference, then you'll be able to square out of it a tefach, the width, and that's considered a good board. If the circumference is 3, then you have a tefach in between, and then you have a square board. Says the Bartanura, if it was made out of straw or sticks. This is about the new Rav Yudah Kamerle. This is Rav Yudah continuing to say that you doesn't have to be holding a brick, but if it has to hold a brick, then it won't be. These won't be good. But Rav Yudah doesn't hold that you need a brick, so he says this halacha. The halacha is not the leisich hasakavos. The halacha is not like him. So we look at it, kilu shel matchas. And you need a tefach for it. What happens if it is akuma, it's crooked, she'ein ariach yochel lanuach aleho, so that the brick cannot rest on it, v'chein agula, and likewise when it's a circle, ein ariach nochba, it cannot put it on it. So we say like this. And l'chein, this is back to the Tanakama, who holds that you need to be able to put an ariach. If there isn't a circumference, what kind of a size of the a round beam that runs across that we can make it kosher? If you have in this circumference 3 tvachim, it requires a string of 3 tvachim to surround it, some of it all around, but you do that, we know that it has width of a tvach. Im techolik, if you're going to split it. So kein matzim lebiyam she'osar shleima, because this is where we find in the sea that shleima made it in divrei yomim beis posik dalet. Eser ba'ama misvosoi, 10 amas from the edge al svosoi to the other edge. Ogul soviv, it was circle all around. Vekav lamed ba'ama, and a string of 30 amas yosavei soviv would circle it all around. So we see that for every circular ama of width in the circle, there are 3 amas in this circumference. Mishnayis Edevin Daf, Mishnayis Edevin Perek Aleph, we're up to Mishnah Vav. Mishnayis Edevin, Mishnah Aleph, we're up to Mishnah Vav, is learned Lidunishma Sarelke Basar Shneir Zalman, who passed away in Achim Shal Pesach. It's learned to benefit her soul. Tehnish Masu Tzurur B'Tzrei Rechayim. L'chayim she'omru. The lechis that we said before with regards to a mavi with that street. Govon asor ha'tvachim, they need to be high 10 tvachim.
the rachbon, the oivyon, and their width and their thicknessness is kolshu, is just any amount. Even if it's very thin or it's very narrow, it still qualifies as a good lechi. Rabbi Yossi says, rachbon gimel tvachim, that the width of the lechi needs to be 3 tvachim. Says the Bar Tanura, l'chayim she'amru, l'chayayim she'nechleku b'Rav Elazar v'chachamim, these lechis that we found the machloikis between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. Dil Rav Elazar, tarti bo'in, according to Rav Elazar, we need l'chayayim, we need 2. Ul Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Chodo, we only need 1, zehu shi'uron. This is the amount, this is the measurement for that lechi. Govhon asorot tvachim. That is, kishiur, the 10 tvachim, is the same amount of goiva hamavui, of the height of this street. The ein goiva ipochus masorot tvachim. Because the height cannot be less than 10 tvachim. Vafilu hoyo hamavui govoya harbe, even if the mavui was very high, daye belechi govoya yutvachim, it's sufficient having the lechi 10 tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says, with regards to the width of the lechi, he says that it's not enough, like the Tanakama who says any amount, but you need it to be wide, rochvon shloisha. The boy davar choshu b'mechitza, because you need something of importance, sheer of importance, which is minimally shloisha for a wall. Vein halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, but any amount is kosher for the lechi. Mishnah Zayin, b'koil oisim lechayayin, with all matters you can make a lechi. Afilu b'davar sheyesh beruachayim, even with something which is alive, that is, for example, an animal, you can place an animal as a lechi. Rabbi Yossi oiser, but Rabbi Yossi says that a living thing cannot become a lechi. Umetame mishum goylel. If you covered a grave, which is a goylel, with a living thing, although later on you have taken her, the animal, away from the grave, it remains tame forever, and it would metame, it would defile one who touches it. But a meir metayer, and a meir says that a living thing does not become tame, and cannot be metame, cannot defile another person. Because in Allah of Gitei Noshim, you can also write on an animal a divorce for a woman. Rabbi Yisrael Lili said that divorce document would be disqualified. That's the Bar Tanura, that Rabbi Yossi oiser to make a lechi with these. So the Chachamim were matir by a dova sheyesh beruach chayim, even with a living animal. So comes Rabbi Yossi oiser. The Chayshino says the Bar Tanura, because we're afraid Shema Tomus, she might die. And when she dies, she will no longer be 10 tvachim high. But he would not pay attention. And he'll rely on her. And therefore, he asks her to make a lechi out of an animal. What does it mean? What does that mean? If he makes them as a cover for a grave, the animal, they are eternally metame whatever they touch. Im noga by odom vekelim. If a person or kelim touch that animal, oil hameis, just like an oil in which the mace is, so the people are become tame in the oil. Likewise, by touching that animal, they would become tame. Afilun nitel misham, even if the animal was taken from the grave. Diksiv, because it says in Bamidbar Yutes, v'choil asher yiga al pnei hasode, and everything that he will touch on the face of the field, v'dar shinon, and we learn, we expound it to mean that whatever he touched up nesod, the l'rab is goylel v'doifik. That includes the goylel and the doifik. The goylel who kisu akever, that's the cover of the grave. Since he used the animal as a cover for the grave, and therefore the animal would be metamet. But Rameir Metayer, Rameir says, no, that is Tohir. The reason is, Taimus says the Bar Tanura, that Rameir, for Rameir, Mishum de Kosovar, Kol Mechitza, Emedes, Beruach, Chaim, Eina Mechitza. That a Mechitza, but if a Mechitza that is standing, because it has life in it, is not called a Mechitza. And so it's not a Mechitza, so it's also not a cover, it doesn't qualify as a goylel, and that's why it's going to be toyer. Then the Gemara brings down that the koysunel of gitin noshim, you can write a gitin noshim on the animal. But Rabbi Yisak Lili Paisel, the ksiv, because it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim Chav Dalet, the cost of law sefer. He should write her a sefer. Right, the get has to be a sefer. Mas sefer in Beru Achaim, just like a sefer has no life in it, of kol she'en Beru Achaim, everything that doesn't have life in it. But Rabbonon, what's the reason that Rabbonon say that it's okay? Iksi v'kos of law b'sefer, if he would say you should write in a sefer k'doka amrit, then you would be right, as you said. But hashtu diksiv, now that the verse states v'kos of law sefer, he should write her a sefer. Sefer means l'sipur dvarim hu d'osa, that it's coming to a matter of relating these matters is what the pasuk is coming. So, because of the sefer, the matter is not a book, not an Beruach Chaim. Va'alocha kitana kama. The alocha is like the Tana Kama, that it's okay to write on a Ruach Chaim, on an animal, and to give her the animal. That's a good get. Ve'im kosav lo get bekeren shel pora. If he wrote her a get on the horn of the cow, v'nosan es lo esapora, and he gave her as a gift the cow, gave it to her. The hashtei netzorich kitzitza la'achar shenichtav. Now that it does not require cutting off the horn, because he gave her the entire cow. After it was written, you don't have to cut off. It's kosher. Avlim loynosam loesapora, but if he doesn't give her away the whole cow, ella esaker, and he just gives her the horn in, on which he wrote the get, kivon shetzarich kitzitza, since it still requires to cut it off, loymegarshe beish, he cannot divorce with it because it's mechusar kitzitza, pasuk v'kosav lo ze she'ena mechus v'nosan biyode ena mechusar. Just the ksivonesina mashenkein. This is this kitzitza, and therefore it's possible in that case. So what we're talking about here, that it's kosher, is when he's giving her the entire parah.
Mishnah Ches Shaya Rosh Chonso Babiko.
A caravan, people that were traveling and journeying, and they rested Shabbos in a valley.
V'kifu b'chlei behema, and they circled their valley with vessels of the animals. Metaltlim b'tzoicha, you can carry in the valley. Because the vessels and the fence that you created from the vessels that make that valley into a private place. Provided that the wall needs to be 10 tvachim high. And the areas which are not encircled, where there is no wall, they should be no larger than the areas that are walled in. Kol pirtza shiki eser amis muteres. Any place that there is, that it's not walled, it's not sealed, and it's open, so if it's only open 10 amis, it's permissible. Provided, as we said before, that the encircled areas is larger than the open areas. Because up till 10 amos is considered to be like a door. Yes, mikan osur. If it's open in one space, in one place more than 10 amos, even if the area that is has a wall is larger than the open area, it's still prohibited. You can't carry them. Only if the space that is open is made with a tzuras haPesach, with a tzuras haPesach, then that would be permissible.
Says the Bar Tanura that the people that rested in the valley and they surrounded it with the vessel, they can use, they can carry, and they're provided that it's gevoya asarat tfachim, that it's 10 tfachim high, but it should not be more breaks than there is structure, more holes than there is wall. Even if they're small breaks, they are less than 10 amis. If the broken areas, the unwalled areas, is larger than the walled areas, than the whole areas, it's not a mechitza. Or even opposite the spot where there is a wall, it's prohibited to carry.
The Mishnah says that kol pirtza sheki eser amis muteres, that if it's a break up till 10 amis, it's permissible. Ubilvad, but that's also conditional, sheyeimed rav oleho, that you should have more standing, more wall than broken, then up till 10 amis it's okay. Inami porutz koimed havi michitza, or if the broken is equal to the one that's standing, it's still considered a mechitza. You don't need the oimid more, but it should be equal at least. But af kineged aporutz muta, then you can also carry opposite the broken area if it's up till 10 tvach. But yeser mekan, more than 10 amis, I mean not 10 tvach, 10 amis, is also afilu pirtza achas, even if he has one break in the wall, yeser meeser, which is larger than 10 amis, yeseres kol hahekif, that would prohibit the entire circle. Afilu oimid meruba, even if the standing is more than the break, it's more than the 10 amis, the loy avdi inshi piyepesach yeser meeser, because people do not make an opening for more than 10, v'havi pirtza, and that's called the break. The dafke, the problem is only the ein lo tzuras pesach, it doesn't have the shape of a door. Avalis lo tzuras pesach, but if that break has the shape of a door, afilu yoyser me'eser, even if it's more than 10 ames, havi pesach, that is considered to be a door. Mishnah test, makifin shloisha chavolim zela maila mizeh, vezela maila mizeh. Means that people who are on the way in Shabbos, they want to make a wall so they should allow to carry in there, and they don't really have anything to make a wall with. So on Erev Shabbos, what they can do is to place posts in the ground, and they should surround it with rope around the place where they're sitting. So there should be three strings, one over the other one. Provided that there should be no larger space than from one string to the other, the upper string above it, more than three tvachim. So that from the lowest string to the ground should be no more than three tvachim, should be less than three tvachim. Because when it's less than three tvachim, then we look at it as if it's totally closed till the ground. And then from the lower string to the one above it, it should be also less than three tvachim. So now it's also considered like it's looked as if it's closed. And then from the third one, it's also considered that it's closed as long as it's less than three tvachim. So together now you have nine tvachim and minus a little bit. So you have nine tvachim minus a little bit of the area, because all three tvachim, they all make up three tvachim. So you have nine, but it has to be a little less than three tvachim to say the lavud. So therefore the Mishnah says, shir chavolim v'ayvim yaser al tefach. The amount and the thickness of the three strings together need to be more than a tefach. Kidei sheyihei akoy lasor tvachim. So that the string together with the ear that is between the string till the ground altogether will equal now 10 tvachim, and that would be the wall that would permit them to carry. That's the Bartanura makifin gimul chavolim. You surround with three strings. Ashayora shechon subibika koi. This applying, this aloche is referring to the caravan, the group of people that rested in the valley that we learned before. So we're continuing to say that they can circle it with three ropes. Zeh lemaila mizeh, they place one on top of the other. They circle the strings, one rope on top of the other. Agave, you say this, they circle them on top of pegs or pieces of planks of wood. So if around, minachev latachm lekarka, from the lower string to the ground, this pachus megimel is less than three tvachim. Now we look at it as if it's totally the three tvachim are standing. The whole pachus megimul kilavudami, because as long as it's less than three tvachim, we say anything less than three tvachim, it's kilavud, is considered like connected. So it's like one wall. So now we have a three tvachim wall from the from this bottom rope, from the bottom string to the ground. And from the bottom string to the middle string that's up on top of it is pachus mishloisha, less than three. Hari oimed vav tvachim. So now you have the three kilavudami. Now you have six tvachim. Pachus shnei mashehin minus six minus two drops, because it has to be a little bit less than three tvachim in order to say lavud. B'shnei havirim, in the two spaces between the first and second rope, from the second and the first rope, and the first and the ground. And then from the middle one to the top. One is pachus m'shloisha, less than 3 harei tisha tvachim. So you have a total of 3 tvachim that is standing. B'shloisha ha'avirim, in the 3 airs that there, because since the 3 tvachim, they're all considered like closed. Pachus m'shloisha mashi. So now you have, it's minus 3 little bit, because each one of them is less than 3 tvachim. So shirei v'achavolim yeser al tefach. The amount of the thickness of the chavolim is more than a tefach. Shloisha mashuhin, that's 3 mashi k'deshi ben akolos or a tefachim. So the 3 little bits that are left over, so that between everything you'll have now 10 tefachim, and then you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, which makes the rishus yachid, and then they can carry over there. Zog the Mishnah, yud makifim bekonim. You can make a wall surround it, a place with sticks, so that you can carry it. Provided that between one stick and the other stick, these standing vertically, making a fence of them, but should be no more space than 3 tvachim. B'shiyoro dibru, this that we permitted in this Mishnah to make a wall from string alone, and in this Mishnah to make a wall, a fence from sticks alone, that is only by people who are going on their way, and they don't have a way to make a good wall. But a person who is at home, you cannot make a wall like this, but you have to make it with sticks that have to be threaded with strings. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom memrim, the Chacham said, no, le'divru b'shiyara el-behiva. This, that it says in the Mishnah, shiyara, that it's a caravan, it's a group of people that are resting somewhere. This doesn't mean necessarily that only in that case, when people are walking on the way, that's when they can do it. But really, in truth is that all people can always make it that way, such a kind of a wall. The only reason the Mishnah says shiyara is because the nature is that when people are in the way, they don't have what to make a wall with, so they do use either string or from sticks. But one person is home can make a good fence, but nevertheless, if he wishes to make a fence out of the string alone or from sticks alone, that is a good fence, and you can carry on it in Shabbos. Kol mechitza she'eina shel shesi v'shel edev, eina mechitza. Any wall which is not made from sticks, and the sticks are threaded through with strings or something else, but either they're from sticks alone or from string alone or sticks alone, that's not considered to be a wall. Not for those that are walking, and not for those that are are home. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Chamem, the Chacham say, Echad Mishnei Dvarim. Own one of these two things is enough. You either have string alone or you have sticks alone. Adbo Dvarim Patru B'machna. There are 4 things that they exempted, that they said that is permissible for the people that are in war. Mevim Eitzim Mekol Mokim, they are permitted to bring wood from any place. Upturim Merchitzis Yedayim, they don't have to wash their hand before eating. Umidmai, and if they have grain that is bought from a non-religious person or an amoritz, a non-learned person, they don't have to give from the grain the trumas of maestris as we would do normally. Umilaarev, they don't have to make a native chatzeris, but even without native chatzeris, they're permitted to carry in the camp from one tent to the other one. Says the Martinur that makif bekanim. Another way of making this wall is by circling it with sticks. Ne'utzim va'imdim, you stick them in and they stand. Vezuhi mechitzas shesi, this is considered a wall made out of shesi, vertical aval shel chavolim, but if you make it out of string, that's hav mechitzas shel orev, that's a horizontal mechitza, that's a mechitza made horizontally. Then Rabbi Yehuda says that Bishayora Dibru, that it's only by a caravan. Ikilu Etzlon, over there they were more lenient. Shein Tzrichin, they don't need Elo, but rather Oishesi. Either you have it vertically, kigoin kanim, like sticks, or horizontally, kigoin chavolim, like strings, like rope. Aval yochid, but for an individual, or yikilu, they did not make it lenient, until they have both vertical and horizontal and vertical woven together. Visholish bnei odom, how many people? Three people had in kishayoru, that qualifies, makes it into a caravan, into a group. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah brings down the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees on his father, on Rabbi Yehuda, who allowed caravan, by the machane, to use either shesi or erev, either the sticks or the rope. But he holds kol mechitza she'enu shel shesi v'shel erev chulu. If it's not a wall that is made either of the horizontally or the vertical, you're not allowed to carry it. Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yehuda says Bartanura polegalei da'abua. He disagrees with his father. V'komar afilu l'shayora bo yishesi v'erev. Even for the caravan, we require it to be both. It needs horizontally and vertically is the only way to make a mechitza. And then the chacham says echad mishnei dvorim. Either of the two, oyshesi or erev. So that seems exactly like the Chacham said before. It's like the Matanuda of Iko, ben Rabbonon Kamoy, Rabbonon Basroi. The difference between, there is in between what the earlier first Rabbonon said and these Rabbonon. The Rabbonon Kamoy, Le Shoru, Le Yachid. The first Rabbonon did not allow for an individual, Elo Dumya de Shayoro, Bederech, only similar to the Shayoro in the way, Hoyil Vein Yachalasis Mechitza Ruuya. Since he cannot make a fit mechitza, but also v'lo biyishuv, they allowed it for one person, but not in a settled place, not at home. Over there, they wouldn't allow for an individual. But Rabbanan Basroi Amru, Rabbanan Second Basroi say echad mishnei dvarim, one of the two things, bein yachid, bein larabim, whether for an individual, whether for a many, bein baderech, bein biyishuv, whether in the way, whether on the road or in the home. The Hilchasa Kavasayu, the Aloch is like the second opinion of the Chacham. Elo, but Odom Echod Eshnaim Sheshovsu B'Midbar, one or two people who are spending Shabbos in the Midbar, Ein Yichelim Lasis Mechitza Gedoylo, they cannot make a larger Mechitza, Yoyser Mibes Osayim, which is larger than Tusa, Shehu Meya Amma Eirech, Al Chamishim Reichem, which is 100 Amas long by 50 wide, Kichotzer HaMishkan, like the courtyard in the Mishkan. It was the Mishkan was 100 by 100, the whole courtyard, but half of the yard was taken up by the Mishkan, as the Pasuk makes the Cheshbon over there. But this is the other half of the Chotzer, was 100 by 50. Rechem Kichotzer HaMishkan. Ushloishim Bnei Odom HaYeser, but three people and more, they can make a larger mechitza, afilu kama milim, even many milim, fi mashe tzorich lem, as they need. Uli klei tashmishtom, for their use, for their needs, for their use, uli behemtom, for their animals. Bevar shelo yishor mokem ponu b'toicha mechitza, yeser mebeiso sayim, but conditional, there shouldn't be an empty space inside this mechitza that is larger meso sayim, which means you utilize the spaces inside it. Then the Mishnah says that there are four things that they exempted in the machane, in the war. So Gemartanur liyotzim patru b'machane liyotzim l'melchama, those who go out for war, v'afil l'melchemes harishus, even if it's an optional war, it's not l'melchemes mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael, where they're required to, but even for any optional war. So first of all, we said that mevim eitzim can bring wood. Vein choshim mishum gezel. There we don't worry about robbery. Vafilu korso eisim ba'aleim vasum chavilis. Even if their owners of these wood have cut them down and they made them into bundles, they're allowed to take it from them. Upeturim merchitzas yadayim, and they're exempt from washing their hands. Shalifnei asuda, that is before the meal. Abu b'mayim shalachar asuda, but water that follows the meal, chayovim, they're obligated for the mayim achronim. Hoil v'niskanu machmas hasakona. Since the mayim achronim were instituted because of danger, shel melech zdoimis, of the stoimis salt, hamisames enayim, that blinds the eyes, chamir hasakanta miyisura, the danger is more stringent than prohibition. So even though the prohibition against washing was lifted for them, eating without washing, they can eat without washing. But nevertheless, we don't lift the washing of the hands, which involves a sakana, and they have to wash. So that's the chiyu for even b'machane. The mai mechren with the mai, but the other thing they're exempt is mai. She ain't tzrich lahafrish trumas ma'aser. They don't need to separate trumas ma'aser shel the mai of the demai. The mai is kigenim lokhu tvu ma'ama oretz, when they buy and they purchase the grain from an ama oretz, from an unlearned person, which usually we have to, that's considered mai, we usually have to give the trumas ma'aser again before we can use them, because we suspect maybe they didn't give the trumas ma'aser. But b'machane de potter umel arev eruv chatzedus, that's to make an eruv chatzedus kigoyim oil oil from one tent to the other b'machane mukuf mechitzes in a machane which is surrounded with walls. Aval eruv tchumim tzirichim la'arev, but if they want to walk beyond the tchum, they would have to make an eruv tchumim in order to allow them to walk beyond the tchum Shabbos. That's tzirichim la'arev. They would need to make that eruv. This completes the first perek in Masechtas Eruvin.